All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
DM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics too, man. Oh.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
Happy birthday to you.
You old fuck.
Happy birthday, dear old Gray. Happy birthday to you.
Man, hey, none of y'all motherfuckers are Marilyn Monroe. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Party lot got bigger titties in her.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Earl Grey. Parking lot's got,
oh, I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't remember what Marilyn Monroe's titties looked like. Wasn't she on a Playboy or something?
She was the first Playboy spread. Okay. All
right.
Yeah, and she was a C?
Oh, so you guys got about the same size titties?
Yeah, about the same. Yeah, about the same. The only upside I got is I got a tattoo.
Oh, that's true.
And some hair. Some people like that a little bit, you know.
Ooh, like
the weird fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say, people don't like no hair on their tits.
The ones who pay for my OnlyFans, yeah. You know.
If I see hair on tits, I ain't in on that, dude.
Oh, what's this?
Hey.
Oh, this is it? Oh, yeah, it's that famous ass picture, huh?
Yep.
Mm.
You know what, man?
Give me a time machine. Let me go back.
Nah, I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm not going to say that.
She was thick, bro.
There is pictures of her where she's like thick. She don't look that thick on that one, though.
No, she got a little heavier after that.
Honestly?
She was considered plus size.
Probably wouldn't even pull you out of that, dude.
She can sit on my face.
There was one. There's someone that's. I remember there's some people putting out memes that says back when women, you know, could still be thick and like, you know, men still like it. And dude, like, her thighs were like. Thick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was like you couldn't even see nothing. I had no thigh gaps in that shit. But right there, she don't. I don't know, bro.
What about Jane Mansfield?
Yeah, I'm more down with that.
She was the more sleazier version of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I like her better. She'd have a. Did she have an OnlyFans? Was that about that shit back then?
How old is that shit? I don't know.
I don't know, man. Let's see. Don't tell me she's still alive. Don't tell me she's still alive.
Jane Mansfield? Yeah, she's still alive. She's old as fuck. She was thick, too.
So yeah, ain't too bad.
She, her and Marilyn Monroe did that.
Are they old?
Some of the blonde, something like them blonde.
Who's how old is Elvira, bro?
Cassandra Peters?
Yeah, how old is that bitch?
She's in her 70s, bro.
God.
Bro, I think she's like a legit vampire, bro.
She's sucking the life force out of every dick that comes her way.
Dude.
Just gone.
Hey, you leave her the fuck alone, bro.
Nah, that's a compliment in her world, man.
I will protect her all day long. She was born September 17th, 1951.
Oh, she ain't that old, bro. She's
like 68 years old.
Oh, okay. She's up there. But she's still up there, though.
She's still standing.
She looks the same, dude. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's crazy.
Yes, yes. So, I'll transition. Hey, welcome to MTG Cardboard Crack House. This is not so perverted, Earl Grey.
You mean birthday boy or gray?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, whatever. This is parking lot.
This is Biffo. I know you guys missed me last week. I'm back. But let's not make this about... Hey, no.
Back by popular
I know.
Man, it was kind of boring.
Let's not make this about me, though. Let's make this about the birthday boy. You know who we're talking about? The man of...
Boy.
No, the man of the hour. Too sweet to be sour. What you see is what you get. And if you thought by now he would have kicked my ass off this podcast, you made a bad bet. The reflection of perfection. The man with the biggest arms, all the charm, and on every fucking podcast, causing all the harm. Parking lot, tell me how it feels to sit here week after week, next to greatness.
It's amazing.
I bet it does. Are you mesmerized?
I'm mesmerized.
Does it send chills up and down your vape-soaked spine?
Oh, yeah.
You're sitting next to the man that eats T-bone steaks, lifts barbell plates, and is sweeter than the piece of his own birthday cake. The greatest podcast host in the MTG universe, Earl motherfucking Gray.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for him to do.
We missed that. I missed missing that.
Oh, dude, I missed the wrestling intros. Man, the fucking shoot videos. Oh.
That was a good time in crack house history, but ain't never again. But yeah, I'll bust it out once a year on your birthday.
How about that? It's like this, man. When you do break it out, it is... it is the most captivating thing in podcast history.
It ain't that bad.
And if you know, if it ever came from me, it's scripted.
Because, man, I've been listening to a few of the wrestling podcasts, too. Their shit's kind of fucking bland, bro.
It depends which wrestling podcast you're listening to, because, like, there's... I don't... If you're reviewing anything that's, like, current, I don't give a fuck. Like... I like listening to, like, Cornette talk about the old NWA days and all that shit. Jesus, you know what I mean? That's kind of cool.
Memphis fucking wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit like that's kind of cool. But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not really into it. It's just cool just to listen to, like, old... Like, you're right. Like, old shoots. I love old shoots, bro. And stuff like that. But
when I watch new wrestling nowadays, man, it's like I'm watching. I'm like, come on, man. Give me something. Give me something good. And it's like they're shooting. It's like...
No.
It's long-winded, no substance.
No substance. Yeah, there you go. Hey, just like my podcast. No substance.
No substance.
Yeah, I know you tried to get some more people to listen to the podcast.
Hey, I'm trying.
Dude, if they listen to the last fucking episode, parking lot.
It looks like shit.
Parking lot.
That's why I made
the
sure Biffle
Maniacs were hitting me up left and right. Where are you? It's like, I'm all right. Relax. I'll be back. Can't take a fucking day off around this motherfucker without everybody hitting me up. And I was like, and so I listened to it. And you sounded sick or something, bro. You're
yeah, I was not 100. Was no, not 100%.
It's because we're a team, dude. That's why.
I live off your energy.
Yeah, I know, dude.
I get the vibe, and that gets me going. Keeps me up.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what I need.
That's what I'm saying. Like Earl Grey's Hollywood Hogan, and me and you are Hall and Nash, dude.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You can't do that.
Yeah,
shit.
But he ain't my hey yo.
Hey yo.
I know he's big sexy. That's what we're calling.
I don't know, man, because he can fall under. He falls under the Virgil.
No
aspect, bro.
You know what? I'm gonna start calling you big sexy, bro. That's what I'm gonna call you. What are we talking about today?
So we're gonna talk about Instagram. I mean, fuck that Instagram. We're gonna talk about Watsy and their creator program.
Yeah.
And how to get kicked out of it in one easy step.
Creator program? What the fuck is that?
So content creators, they push content creators.
Oh,
like
they're
crazy.
Like us.
Remember when Watsy decided to?
We don't count. Oh. But we'll get there. We'll get there and explain why podcast.
Are you telling me we're not content creators? Are you
not
looking
in
me dead in the
eyes? Watsy.
Oh, not to them.
To them, all they give a fuck about.
Well, here's the one thing. So Watsy took some of that MPL money that they're not using for these fucking GPs, right?
Yeah.
They took $5 million of it,
uh-huh,
the MPL money, to promote content creators on Twitch, on YouTube, on fucking blog sites, Instagram and everything, right? They're gonna help pay for your fucking shit. That means they're gonna help pay for your fucking microphones, your cameras, your computer rig, the whole nine yards.
Oh wow, I didn't
if
know.
If you
that.
Approach mm-hmm. them with an idea and they fucking like it, they're gonna snap that motherfucker up and go yes.
Are they cutting checks? Or are they sending them equipment? It's checks, huh?
It's money.
Money.
It's liquid dollars.
Did you send in our application, parking
lot? I found out we don't qualify.
We don't qualify for that shit. Oh,
the documents. They don't support us at all.
Oh, man.
It won't fucking work.
Anybody can do it, man. You can have already a fucking streaming Twitch channel, right? You could be a cosplayer. They will gladly pay for your cosplay.
But there's one thing you're forgetting. You know what they want you to do? Play Arena.
Oh, well.
They want a couple of days a week of you playing Arena. So, podcasts like us, we don't fucking play Arena. Yeah,
I play Arena?
Yeah. You got you two who do it, who play it for the fun, but you're not streaming it.
No, fuck
you're not. You're not taking up on that shit.
I do my dailies and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. You do your dailies. They don't want people just doing their dailies. Mm-hmm. They want other shit. But they want it to push Arena.
To be fair, if I'm fucking cutting you a fucking check, parking lot, I don't give a fuck if you're going to dress up like Garouk, motherfucker. I want you to be playing Arena and trying to... Because I want your guys, all your little fucking parking lot family, I want... Or whatever you call your I guess your crew.
My speed bumps.
Or your, whatever your stream watchers are called. I want all those motherfuckers spending money on my game.
Yo, they
so what are you mad
on that, paper? On paper.
Yeah, no.
I'll push them on the paper.
Give a fuck if you come up here looking like Garouk, fool. I want your streaming audience's money.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
In my account.
Exactly.
So I don't see the problem. I think it's fine. I think it's fair, bro. I should be the fucking CEO of Watsy, bro. That's what I should be. Fucking get it. All you guys is fucking
so
money.
So Watsy is handing out liquid monies to people. $5 million, man. They're going to throw money at anybody that comes up to them with a good idea that Watsy can fucking capitalize on. You know, if you're a female, if you're trans, if you're gay, I advise you guys, start a fucking podcast. Start a YouTube channel. Start a Twitch. Fucking hit up Watsy.
Rake it in.
Get that fucking... Get those ducats, because you know what? You might as well have them fucking pay for your fucking game.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate on that.
I'm not going to fucking hate it.
Get yours, dude. I don't hate Wedge for what he did to all you motherfuckers. If you get your money, get your money.
Wedge is the fucking perfect example about it. Okay? Pity me, give me a dollar. Professor, I lost my job. Give me a fucking dollar.
Oh, he's getting dollars, bro.
Oh, yeah. He's getting
hand over fist,
he doesn't
bro.
Have to mm-hmm. fucking work no more. You know, being the largest magic YouTube.
Is he still?
Yeah. Kicker.
But there's some guys that are coming up fucking quick in the ranks.
What's my boy SBDMTG at?
SBDMTG?
Dev has kind of fallen off the wayside. He does more...
He does like more, Star City shit, doesn't he?
No, he works on... he put stuff on like TCG Player.
That's what it was. See, he sold out, bro. That's what happened, man. He was homegrown. Like everyone's like, hey, you know what? That guy, he legit, you know, fucking does the decks for us, all that stuff.
And he only got 117K subscribed.
That's it. 117K? A year ago, man, he hasn't hit that.
When did he get the silver play button? It's been a while now, huh?
It's been a year. It's been over a year.
Yeah, so he's about there.
That's but the problem is, I can throw shade at him all day long. Bad boy MTG.
Mm-hmm. He's coming up.
He's coming up. You know, he got fucking subscribers. And he's averaging 15 to 20K views per video.
Oh, shit. Oh, but you know what, though? I think that was so fucking long ago.
Bad Boy 126K.
Oh, so he's way. Hey, Dev, where are you the fuck at? Yeah.
He has surpassed Dev.
Yeah. So, like, we only gave Bad Boy Heat that one episode, like, fucking 2 years ago for the repacks or whatever. Yeah. But see, this is the thing, though. Like, Dev, if Dev's over there going.
But there again, he spun it just where he needed to be. Bad publicity. Is still publicity.
No, that's cool. Because, you know, we're all about that shit. Oh, I won't hate him. We're all about that shit. But Bad Boy isn't just fucking Mr. Repack no more. That motherfucker's like streaming and shit, right?
He's on Twitch. He's streaming on YouTube.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, look. If he's doing the work, fucking get it, player.
He's making that money.
But Dev is just like over there. Hey, I got to work for TCG and make some articles. And yeah, what the fuck am I going to watch you for? I'll just go to your articles. You know what I mean? So exactly. He's over there fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off topic. What were we talking about?
So we're talking about content creators.
And yeah.
We ain't off topic.
We're still on topic, man. Because you know what? Biffo, you can start a YouTube channel.
Nah, I'm already pre-banned, bro. Hey, so is Bad Boy, if Bad Boy streams, is he a MTG content creator?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, shit.
But is he sponsored? I don't know.
He's not sponsored from WotC.
Oh, he don't got tits. That's why, bro.
He doesn't get no preview cards. He don't get nothing like that. He's still underground, man. But yeah, he's up there in fucking numbers.
127K is an underground, bro.
That's true.
We're underground,
bro. When you know, when YouTube decided to raise their algorithm up, you need 1,000 fucking subscribers so you can start making money. Because before it was 100. Once you hit 100, you can monetize your videos and start making pennies. Because what they want is they want those guys that are going to push it. You get 1,000 subscribers, that means you're putting in a little bit of work and you're wanting to make that those extra pennies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you hit that 10K mark, then you start making, you know,
Nickels. 25K, then, you know, maybe quarters.
Maybe. Because believe it or not, man, we had a few videos where we made $5 or $6 just on views.
Was that what that little girl game you guys were playing?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So, I was like, fuck. But the problem is, you have to have at least a minimum of $100 in there to cash out your monies.
Yeah, what the fuck am I going to do if I'm Google, cash you a fucking $5 check?
Exactly.
No, hell no. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
But, so what we do is Watsy goes, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to take fucking $5 million from the MPL because they don't need it right now, man.
They're not using it.
We only got 32 players. They're making us money. We already pay them.
They already paid them, yeah.
Or whatever the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. So you know what? We're going to take this $5 million. We're going to start throwing it at fucking content creators. You know, I'm surprised they haven't gotten any of the big cosplayers.
Who are the big ones?
Yaya Han. Some of the ultimate fucking end all be all. These cosplayers fucking put $20,000-$30,000 into their costumes.
But this is where Biffle comes in, CEO of WotC. Yeah, that's cool. That bitch has the biggest views, and I could pay her to fucking dress up like Liliana or some shit. Does she play Arena?
They can. All they gotta do is just play that fucking 2 or 3 hours a day.
Yeah, dude, but like if they're already big, aren't they already making money off their own shit?
See, they don't need to bring those in. I mean, come on, it's like WotC approaching Ninja and going, you know what, we want you to play Arena.
Mm-hmm. Dude, they fucked up with PewDiePie, dude. They fucked that all up. They should have been sucking his dick, dude.
You know what? I would have gladly fucking, you know what? If I was if I was in Hasbro, I would have said, hold on, PewDiePie's playing our game?
Fuck yeah. Go get him.
I would have secretly put up some money and go, look, do some live streams. We'll give you this much.
Dude, I'll give you a cut. Tell me that he ain't going to do it.
Oh, yeah. You give him percentage.
Percentage, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dude, the more people you get me, the more I'll pay you. That motherfucker's like, cake, bro. I'm like the biggest one out of everybody.
What I'm doing is it's like, you know, Watts needs to hit up Kibler because of Hearthstone streaming.
I don't know, Bob. I always hear you with that Kibler shit, bro.
But you need to hit up the guys that are fucking, that are doing it for fucking other games.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Oh, yeah. I'm just talking about Kibler, man.
Okay.
I'm talking about motherfucking, if you could get Ninja or fucking PewDiePie or fucking Markiplier or any of the fucking cocksuckers that fucking does the streaming and have them start playing your game 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day.
But, so, let me ask you an honest question. Parking lot, too. Let's say you are all into that game, right? Let's say you're all into another game, but what are you showing me?
That's who we're gonna talk about in a minute?
Okay. So let's say I'm watching, like, one of my favorite guys is C's. So like he always plays random shit and all, like, but like you tell him, hey, play Arena, and thinking you're all gonna get those people. A lot of people are like, C's, why are you playing that shit, dude? How many times, like, he'll switch games? They're like, why are you playing that, like? All the people there, like, I'm a Hearthstone player. I give a fuck about Arena. I want to see you play Hearthstone just because.
But it's those few people that are going to be watching his streams going, you know what? I'll give that a try. That's
no, I'm not.
That's fucking revenue.
I'm not saying it's a zero number.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
You got 10,000 people watching you per day, different fucking IP addresses, 10,000. Even if you get 10% of that, or 5% of those views, clicking and downloading Arena and playing it, that pays for that fucking man's fucking salary.
Yeah, it's money made right there. Easy money. No. Easy money.
That's the way I look at it. You know what? You want to throw some real money at? I don't want no fucking Instagram thoughts, no fucking Facebook thoughts, nothing like that. No. You want this shit to be a fucking real e-sport, you start going after real fucking teams.
Yeah. But that's where, like I tell you, I'm putting the Watsy hat on. I don't give a fuck about your e-sport. I got dudes, bro. I got the best Magic players in the world already.
They've invited some of the a couple of high-end fucking players for e-sports, but they need more. Because why? Those guys aren't bringing in fucking drama. They're not rapists. They're not fucking child molesters. They're not nothing like that.
How do you know?
Most of them aren't.
We don't know that.
Most of them are under the age of fucking 18.
What? You tell me under 18-year-olds don't rape?
Shit, not when they're fucking living in a house with 30 other fucking dudes just playing video games, man.
That's cool. Stick to Dota or whatever the fuck. I got the best player, bro. Hey, I could give a fuck what your esport team is. It don't got Nassif. It don't got Mansfield. It don't got all the motherfuckers, dude. I already got the baddest motherfuckers.
For 1 year, and if they don't qualify, well, see, we don't know what it is to fucking qualify to fucking get on the MPL. They still haven't released that fucking information. So,
yeah.
You know, they can invite whoever they want.
True. Okay, I got you with that.
But this is content creators. Content creators is what drives the fucking force of fucking Amazon, or Amazon, of Arena. So they want money or people to fucking do that. So they're going to pay them. So you pay some of these high-end fucking streamers. So we're going to talk about someone that got kicked off of the WotC. What is it?
The content creator program for WotC.
Let me take a guess. Let me take a wild guess. Said something about Black Lives Matter or something racist.
Nope.
Or something transphobic.
Nope.
Homophobic.
Nope.
Isn't that what you usually... Or did they rape?
Nope.
Did
Dude,
they...
Dude, that's 90% of everything that
No, no.
happens on
well, I'm trying
podcast.
To think of, like, what... Did, hold on. Did they... Did their significant other... Like a Republican tweet or something? Because
nope.
I've seen WotC ban some people for some dumb shit, bro. Look what they did to Therese Nielsen, bro. Like, her old lady was out there fucking liking Trump shit. And they said, get the fuck out of here, bitch.
Nope, so, none of that.
Fuck, I'm surprised. You got to tell me. Let me tell you what the hell happened.
Let me read you the email, and that'll just explain it all. Hello, Lisbeth Eden. It has come to our attention. You have been distributing magic content that is against our code of conduct.
She on the hub?
Including photos featuring adult nudity and sexualized posting.
I knew it. She's on the hub.
Because she's got an OnlyFans.
Oh, OnlyFans is the fucking devil, bro.
Two of them, actually.
If she had it before she was a content creator, Watsy should have did the background checks on all these bitches before they fucking do anything. Watsy don't care. They look at her numbers on Instagram.
Whoa, Bob, are you slut shaming? You better quit with that shit right
Watsy
now.
I think Watsy is slut shaming.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because you look at it. Watsy looks at numbers. They go, oh my God, she's got 3 million fucking followers. It's like Watsy going to fucking Kim K and going, hey, baby, we want you to fucking start playing Arena because you got 50 million fucking subscribers.
They've done this before. Who the fuck was it? Like, you were at your old place out there off of...
Yeah.
There was somebody that they just fucking swooped up real quick and they're like, hey, do you even know about this person? Who the fuck was that? I'm not going to remember, but they've done this shit.
They were stopping a lot of Insta thoughts. And see, Sprankle falls under that category too.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Toes the line.
Is that bitch?
She toes the line.
Is she a content creator on them? No, yeah, huh?
She was.
She's probably now. She's back.
But she ain't on that thing, because you better fucking hit all those girls with the OnlyFans, dude. If you're going to hit one, you better hit them all. Oh, nah, see, this bitch did something else, bro. She did something else. There's no way, dude. She did some shit, bro.
What I'm reading you is the email she posted on Twitter from Watsy, telling her the rule she broke.
Is there another part?
Code of Conduct Section 2. Do not post, distribute, or link to obscure pornographic, sexually explicit, graphically or gratuitously violent, derogatory, demeaning, malicious, defamatory, abusive, offensive, hateful, or discriminatory language or content. This includes masking language by using alternative character spelling, spacing to get around, profanity filters, and blah, blah, blah.
I'll drop the mic right here. Steve Argyle, Liliana, and Chandra Playmat.
Mm-hmm. Does he post a link to that?
He used to.
Is he a content creator?
He's an artist.
He's not a content creator. He's part of the content creator program. I'm sorry.
No.
He's our favorite artist. He can do whatever the fuck you want.
He can do whatever the fuck. Earl Grey.
Hey, he ain't banned.
Earl Grey.
RK Post puts dicks on everything, but you know they don't say shit about that.
Parking lot, you too, man. You guys just throw that out there. You can talk about shit about everybody in the Magic community, bro. We're the worst, bro. We're like the worst, but it doesn't matter because we're not in the content creator program.
Watsy knows about us. They have to.
Nobody knows about
us. They're not going to do anything because we don't have the tens of thousands of fucking degens that go, oh, well, we're going to be vocal about it.
Nah, I don't think they give a fuck about us, bro. This her?
That's her. That's just a short little clip it from something.
God,
Yeah, I want to see this. I needs to see this.
Bro, hey, Bibble's a fan of that, bro. I don't see this bitch on Arena, man. What the fuck?
That's a dude, bro.
That's a dude?
Yeah, it's a trans.
No way. No. Parking lot, what are you showing me, man?
No, she.
What are you showing me, parking lot?
But she's not.
Think
about it. If she was a trans, they wouldn't have banned her.
That's true.
Let's be straight. True. Yeah, if she was a trans.
They would have had to.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they just don't like that.
Bro, did you not read section 2 of the email, bro? Nah. Anytime you link to pornographic... Bob, that's why they'll never get Bob. There's pictures of Bob on the internet, bro. We can't fucking see that shit.
Video.
Video, I'm sorry. YouTube parking lot, I've seen some shit in the chat. I've seen your tits, bro.
Yeah, man. I've seen his ass where you put a firecracker in that motherfucker.
Yeah, that was a good night. That was a good night.
There's going to be some shit... I don't believe it. You guys are taking this at face value. I know Watsy's like fucking just like there's something she did. There's nothing related to her OnlyFans or whatever.
But you want
to
know two names that are supporting her?
Who?
Justin Parnell of Star City Games and the Professor. Both are going after Watsy because they feel that it was unfair to ban her.
fucking simps, bro. That's what they are, dude. They're fucking simps, bro.
So what Parnell go, hey, post?
Go parking lot. Go, go defender.
Parnell post?
Parnell, his exact words. That's how I even found it.
Let me see. I'm this sorry, Justin Parnell. Let me see what you wrote just, first. Before I call you a simp.
Parnell said this email was sent to Liz is legitimately one of the overtly stupidest fucking things I have witnessed a company do in a long time. I honestly cannot figure out the benefits. It's all downside. They won't be able to walk this one back, and we shouldn't let them.
Well, here's the problem.
Sounds like a simp.
here's the problem. I don't know who the fuck this bitch is.
I don't know either, man.
She doesn't do much at GPs.
Where's my phone? I'm going to look on the hub.
I'm going to look on the hub. Yeah. Well, she's been following. She's newer to the Magic cosplay. I know that much. I've been able to figure that much out.
What do you mean?
She's following within the last maybe year or two. She's well connected with the big names in the Magic cosplayers. She's getting to know them.
Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Does this bitch play Magic?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
But only within the last 2 years.
She only started doing the live streaming for the content creator program.
Yeah.
All the while at the same time was probably just pushing her OnlyFans account, whatever, her Patreon. Because they're going to make their own income.
Someone ratted her out, bro. Because if she's been here for like 2 years OnlyFansing it up, then someone got all fucking sad and brought it up to fucking Morrow, whoever the fuck deals with this shit, and they're like, oh, fuck, we better do something. We got a formal complaint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
I don't know, bro. Like I told you, man, there's a lot of people in that content creator program, I bet you, that are fucking doing shit that's Section 3 is going to get you kicked off. Nothing fucking happens, dude. So either she said she did something or burned somebody, and then they fucking went after her, dude. I know. WotC's a good old boys club, dude. If you're part of the crew, you're cool. As soon as you fuck with us, you're gone.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? That's fair. Straight up.
Honestly, though, it's just it was something that caught my eye, and I'm not just talking about her, but it was something that caught my attention.
Yeah, let's be real. Fucking the big ass tits caught your attention, you dumb motherfucker.
Well, that and she does a Velma cosplay, and I'm just like, that's my weakness.
Ready?
Yeah. Let me be. It's one of those.
What the professor? What that fucking simp dude? That motherfucker's all the time too, trying to back up chicks too, trying to think he's gonna get some play or something.
The fuck? Yeah, no, he's married.
That's a problem.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I don't even know. Justin Parnell, I don't know you, dog. Maybe you are outraged, dude. But it's not a good look when it's just you and the professor, man.
Let's see. Where did the professor exactly say? I got to remember what the hell his Twitter handle is.
It's Tellarian, Tellarian Junior College. Fucking doing reviews right now. Who else was he backing up on the cosplays? Oh, see Sprinkle, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you remember, he never paid her for the fucking stuff that she did.
Well, none of that, too. He made that video trying to sound all fucking shitty with Jeremy after that shit happened.
Imagine having someone with over 135,000 Twitter followers who wants to create engaging content for your product to those followers for free out of passion and sheer love of the game, and then designing a program that discourages them and others like that from doing so.
All right. I can... That was my rebuttal on that. She just started playing Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. She had 100,000 fucking followers before Magic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was already a creator on fucking OnlyFans doing fucking InstaThought fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I see a lot of this shit on fucking Twitter. Why do you think I get to post up a lot of the stuff in the DJ chat? It's this type of fucking bitch that comes up on my fucking feeds.
Yeah.
So she already had
her base following was already there.
Followers. Not from fucking Magic. Now she has these fucking drippy dick, fucking pimply faced soy boys that have never touched the velvety, velvety caress of sweet, sweet pussy lips on their junk. And now they're going to fucking go to protect her because, oh my God, she brings in people for Magic. The fuck she does? She brings people into her OnlyFans to pay $10 a month. That's right. Not $6.99 or $4.99. $10 a month to fucking oogle and google over her fucking 38 D's.
Hey, well, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, but Biffo, she is not your type of woman because she has zero tattoos.
She ain't got tats?
Not that I noticed.
That bitch got tats somewhere.
Somewhere.
Tattooed on the inside of her fucking lip like she's a fucking horse. That's the only way she
No. Look. Yeah, okay, so she got tats, so you lost a couple points with me. But it's not like she's trying to
she gives a fuck
about me. But what I'm saying is, you know what, girl? I'm not mad at you. Get your money.
You hustle. And Watsy fucking gave it to you because Watsy saw
100K
Twitter followers.
And guess what? Not all the magic community knew about this girl. I didn't. Did you?
Well, look at it like this.
Did you know about this girl before this? No.
Watsy looked at 100K Twitter fucking follower thought. Yep. It goes, we will gladly give you a fucking money to do magic content.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Watsy. This is Watsy's fucking fault.
Good. You know what, though? Who cares? To me, it's like, this is actually probably better for her if you really think about it. Like I told you, did you know about her before this shit?
Ever since I got on Twitter, she was like among the top like 50 that were like recommended.
Here's the thing.
Which was insane.
She's going to now get, she'll be 150,000.
Oh, easy, bro. Easy.
And there's going to be 10, 15,000 or people fucking going to her.
She's already at 136K in the last hour. Went up 1K in an hour.
Told you. Dude, before, this is the one thing too. Like, what happens... It's going to happen to us. I know it is. Some dumbass is going to try to fucking come at us, and then we're going to get noticed, and then people are going to be all a part of the DGen Nation. But before that happens, what I'm saying with this is, you're right. She already had her base following. Me and you, 66% of this fucking podcast didn't know about this girl.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
I don't look at the recommended fucking thing when I go on Twitter. I look for specific content creators. I find them. I follow them. That's it.
How many of us thirsty motherfuckers that play Magic that didn't know about her, like, fuck. All right. Well, she ain't ever playing Magic again. Better follow. And then what does that lead to? That's way more revenue than some bullshit little check that Watsy's going to be giving her.
Yeah.
Because why?
A thousand in an hour?
When you have numbers like that on Twitter. Now, if she transfers that over to Instagram, you get fucking those types
of
numbers.
She don't have an IG? Come on. She got to have an IG, bro.
That's an influencer status on fucking Twitter and Instagram. Okay? They can influence people to do whatever the fuck they want. 100 fucking thousand people that are fucking following you, if half of them fucking listen to you, God forbid you can fucking tell them to jump off a fucking bridge. And
okay, yeah.
Do it.
So you go to her website. It's OnlyFans, Patreon, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Reddit.
Told you, bro.
You can send her gift cards, PayPal money.
Yeah, pay her rent.
Store
shit.
Go to her Instagram. Let's see how many fucking followers she has on Instagram.
All right, go on Instagram.
There's a bunch of fucking dudes are ready.
Instagram fucking censors titty and pussy and ass.
Instagram 17.3K followers.
That's not that bad.
17.3K. But if she goes, can you guys go and follow me on fucking Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie. You're right. She ain't tattooed.
No.
But,
she is not your type, bro.
Yeah, but you know what?
She definitely doesn't use Instagram that much because there's literally 10 photos.
You know what? Like I said, for me, that's good. What if I was her? I'd be doing all kinds of fucking magic cosplays now, dude, just to fucking spite people. Who gives a fuck?
Look at Juanita from Porterville. Well, the thought that we put up on the fucking... That the guys know, you know, Anton and those guys. She has over a million fucking followers now on Instagram. She's making money as a fucking model, okay?
This chick has the look without the tattoos, though. That bitch needs to get sleeved up or something.
Well, remember, keep in mind, with this photo, where posing as just a generic wizard.
That's the cosplay that Watsy's playing for, bro?
Here's the thing. That was 6 days ago. Her band email was the 30th. So, like, 4 days ago this got posted.
That's what Watsy's playing for.
She literally has a witch hat
on, bro. I can go to Spirit Halloween and get some better shit than that.
Well, that's the thing. My hunch is that and the caption he had tagged along with it is probably what got her banned. Not a good wizard.
Bro.
Not a good wizard.
Man, it's not even, all it is just a fucking hat and a velvet fucking outfit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's the big and money watch he's playing.
Notice that? Cowboy boots.
It's not even a real fucking cosplay.
Dude, if now...
Yeah, that, she would have been a sexy magic girl from fucking Yu-Gi-Oh?
Woo!
Let me put my Watsy... Let me put Mark Rosewater's boss's hat on right here real quick.
And ain't a Raiders hat.
Mark Rosewater... Yeah, it is. He's a Raider fan, bro. Mark Rosewater, what are we paying money on, dude? Let me see a picture of one of these cosplayers. How much did we pay this chick?
Too much.
Would she spend like $10 on this spare Halloween hat? Fire her bitch ass. Exactly. Give me a good one.
Exactly. Speaking of fucking paying people, man, we got Patreon. We got one $5 for as little as a dollar, man. You get added to the DGen chat. We're also starting up the... Dungeons and D-Gens
bro,
for D&D.
I'm actually excited. Biffle, I'm going to be in his first D&D thing playing ever. D&D. You know what, dude? I don't think D&D's ready for me, bro. I don't think they're ready for
I
me,
I think it's
man.
Quite the other way around.
I want you to build a fucking a dwarven showstopper.
Bro, parking lot. You already seen what I did to Commander. Imagine going into the fifth realm. Of where are we going? Bro, that fucking dragon ain't got no chance, bro. No chance, dude.
You gonna walk up to that dragon?
We give it a fucking Ric Flair chop. Boom, ah!
So walk up to the dragon. He's
put
like,
it in the figure
promo,
four, dude.
And then be burned to death.
I'll put the, exactly. I'll put those trolls in the figure four.
Oh, all right, guys. We also got Facebook. We got Instagram. We got Twitter. Parking lot's on Twitter.
Yeah, come follow me.
Hey, man,
what's
your count number up now?
Hey, you got 40 yet?
I don't think I hit 40 yet. Let's see here.
Because you ain't a content creator, dude.
Hey, man. You know what, man? If we slowly get them up there, man.
36. Oh, 36.
You went up two.
Oh yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, DJs, man. Get this guy to 40, two, dude. Man. Yeah, If you get him to 40, I'll buy him a fucking cheeseburger, dude. Just fucking do something.
Wow, yeah, give me the.
I'll get him some cheeseburger flavored vape.
What about
bro.
This, man? Fuck. You guys get him to 40, we'll do a giveaway.
Ooh.
All right. Okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, come find me. I am
let's
parking
make
lot.
An attainable fucking number 50, because 40 is only fucking.
Four. Yeah, that's true. Four yeah.
That's true. We got enough DJs to create some
50, we'll do a giveaway, bro. It's easy. Just hit follow on this shit.
We'll buy a fat pack.
Yeah, all right.
We'll get an Aquaria Fat Pack.
Okay.
And we'll do a giveaway at 50. Once he hits 50.
When yeah, I hit 50. Work. 50 followers, come. Just do it. Just do it.
And we'll pick the out of the 50 people on there. And you could DM them.
On
hey.
The twat? All right.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do the twatter fucking.
It'll be like your cousin. Giveaway. It'll be yeah. like your cousin or something. Like, I don't want
multiple,
that shit.
It'll be Gio with multiple accounts.
Fuck.
So. Guys, this is over.
Parking lot.
What's a cool name in Dungeons and Dragons, dude? Before the everlasting
Gobstopper.
And shout out to the Biffle Maniacs. I'm back. Don't worry about it.
Back again.
I'll take a break sooner or later.
Yeah. Well, you took a break for a week, man.
Yeah, it was great. Dude, just kicking at home with my wife, playing video games,
yeah, man,
just chilling.
She let you out the fucking door because you had COVID, bro.
I didn't have COVID.
Fucking Danny.
Look, man, I didn't have COVID, but I was in the same vicinity as someone that tested positive later. That was 3 weeks ago. But hey, man, don't you guys care that I didn't want to come and bring something possibly to your house?
What do you mean? He brought it to my house.
That's true.
I mean,
he's
shit.
The fucking dude. He's the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
My job was there too.
Decimate me here, but you should know that I'm death. Yeah. I'm immune to that shit.
You're Bob 64.
So, we'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Yeah, later.
Fucking parking lot, dude.
Yeah,
dude. And how long have you known about this chick?
Eh, a couple months now.
Don't even lie. How many times have you jacked off to her?
Twice.
Fuck. And he didn't even tell us about her, bro. That bitch can make so much money. She didn't even
hey,
care.
I forgot what account what email I used to the OnlyFans, so I can't fucking figure. I gotta figure that
dude.
Out first.
Yeah.
Take your colors off. You can walk through as civilians. You go as soldiers. I gotta come down on you. Now take off your colors. Hey, you hear me?
Fuck you. marching down to the next station, right through these lame fucks' territory.
I'm about to party something, you probably frontin'. Get em. Look around, nigga, ain't nobody coming. Your whole crew ran on you, left your ass. Now you the only nigga here that's left to blast. You fucked up now, homie, you gon' get it, nigga. Tryna cop a plea? Nah, I ain't with it, nigga. Over there, that was the last stop. And when you cross Stillwell Ave, that was the last cop you'll see for the rest of your stay. It ain't gon' be long anyway. If you hesitate, I will make you levitate. You a featherweight, looking like you never ate. My wolves are starving, chewing on a leather steak. And you looking like a Greek call, smear. Clap you up, then the heat's tossed and pissed. Console your bitch with the meat sauce and chin. Nigga, we do this shit before. You better tuck in your jewels, cause niggas come around here and get fucking abused. You better call it a night, cause once the sun goes down, it's fuck your life. You better act like you ready, cause we'll pop your face off and chop you up with machetes. Shit is deadly. Don't fuck with the goons, bloody fangs, howling at the moon.
I'm about to body something, you probably full of shit, fucko. I'm shook, night in the truck though, the utmost respect. Expecting no question marks, accepting motherfuck your life. I'ma educate you what death is, take your last breath, bitch, gasping for air. The max, the last thing you hear when they clap in your ear. Semi-automatic salutes, automatic applause. The hammer falls, funeral songs, the caskets for yours. Gun shows, civic numbers, we scratching them off. Big black barrels, my whore's more ratchet than yours. My hookers have more hollows to swallow your soul. When they hit the stroll, everything in their path implodes. You shoulda, coulda, woulda escaped. If I ain't murdered you right now, you coulda been videotaped and raped. You shoulda, coulda, woulda been a contender. Fuck outta here, chop you up like worm food in the blender.
The wolves is out.
You better tuck in your jewels, cause niggas come around here and get fucking abused.
The wolves is out.
You better call it a night, cause once the sun goes down, it's fuck your life.
The wolves is out.
You better act like you ready, cause we'll pop your face off and chop you up with machetes.
Is out.
Shit is deadly, don't fuck with the goons. Bloody fangs howling at the moon.
Y'all ain't left me no choice other than the murder route. Always with a rack like I pulled a fucking turban out. I'm shaky all the time and I'm nervous because my nerves is out. Somebody should pass me some pills or pour me some bourbon out. Free yourself of the gin, let all of the curses out. The bullets travel everywhere, inside of the earth and out. I've been burning candles at both ends, I'm burning out. Word to mother, I will spray the block and bring the hearses out. You only got a fucking army, B, you barely hold it. All my guns is black and compact, Gary Coleman. I died and I came back. That was a scary moment. Many are called Lord, but few were rarely chosen. I got a son to feed and I ain't trying to waste time. That's why I keep the 4 pounds tucked inside the waistline. But I would never take something if it ain't mine. Slit your fucking throat in front of wifey while you FaceTime.
You better tuck in your jewels, cause niggas come around here and get fucking abused. You better call it a night, cause once the sun goes down, it's fuck your life.
Yeah.
You better act like you ready, cause we'll pop your face off and chop you up with machetes.
Is out.
Shit is deadly, don't fuck with the goons. Bloody fangs howling at the moon.